Just imagine you're going to be sick by the second day and do whatever it takes not to.
Also, like, I think, like, for advice for bands that are thinking about going on the road, I think it's important to find, like, a flexible job that allows you
yes.
to
leave totally.
For job. if you're wanting to go on out more longer than 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe just finding a flexible job, and then other sources of income, and because it's so the music industry now is just. I think it's a great thing for independent musicians because it's like there are no rules, so you can make your own rules, and there's like crowdfunding, and it's open. So there aren't any record labels like in the 80s, like in early 90s, that gave you a bunch of money and fronted you a bunch of money, but it's there's so many different avenues to get your music exposure to, and so, but I think, I mean, that's been helpful for me and other bands that I know. They have like their own bar, they own their own businesses, they're entrepreneurs, or just have flexible jobs or work.
Entrepreneurial,
and then,
smart.
That's
definitely the way to go.
Nice.
Whatever it takes, good. I guess, to, you know, whatever it takes for you, but definitely saving money and.
I found a low interest credit card back in the day, helped me out. First year free, no payments.
I wish there was like a screen on radio, because if for your listeners, Alex is a cosmic jokester all the time.
We don't have our webcam. We haven't had a webcam in this studio in probably but the better part of a decade.
Yeah,
and there are many, many, many moments where I wish we still had a webcam.
Yeah,
because just the deadpan expression
of Alex.
Saying low interest credit cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I'll draw a picture. I'll throw it up on Facebook.
There you go.
That is a true story.
See, that's an Instagram thing.
Alex
that's a true story. I thought we were going to be famous in this one band.
Alex is a poster child for Austin because he's actually from Austin. And
I don't wear deodorant.
For keep Austin weird.
I don't shave much.
He's the last hope Austin has for keeping Austin weird.
Are you Austin's superhero? Are you...
anti-hero, probably, whatever amazing it takes, whatever it takes to get them off that day, right? They're pretty weird. Eccentric.
I feel like you could be Austin's version of the dude.
Oh, good grief.
I have gained a little face weight. I know you guys can't see me, just imagine.
Yeah, I don't mean like that. I love the dude. Who doesn't love the dude
with face weight?
Yeah. Now with face weight.
I'm
coming home.
Oh, God. All right. So before we devolve into complete insanity, so let's go through the whole thing again. What is it? Exhibit A in Framingham
Exhibit A
Saturday.
May 4th. That's going to be Ila Minori and the Big Lonesome. And I think that's your first time there. Yes, Erica? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'll be really, really fun. That'll be great. Then May 7th, we're playing O'Brien's Pub in Austin. That'll be Ila Minori, The Big Lonesome, Field Day, who are one of my favorite Boston bands. They're awesome. And Where's Walden? And then May 8th, we're playing The Parlor in Providence with Heather Rose and Clover. And then, Erica, you know, you know that show better than I do.
May 11th. At Midway Cafe with Ila Minori, Chad, and the Knockups, and Arel Pilou.
All right.
You can watch me panic on stage trying to do a solo set. I don't do solo sets. That'll be kind of fun.
I was going to say, you did perfectly fine. Well, I mean, you did have a little bit of backup, but you did perfectly fine here.
Awesome. I made it through my first panic attack on the radio. I'm joking.
But. I was going to say, I mean, the webcam would not have caught that.
Yeah.
That's a new genre of music just occurred.
Panic attack music?
Panic attack on the radio?
Panic music.
Oh my.
We also recorded a collaboration between the two bands.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
We went to a studio.
That was a highlight of
It's already one of the highlights. Mastered and on my website, but it's, anyways.
Yeah, this is how Tor Brain works, by the way. Are you familiar with the concept of Tor Brain? Your brain is just so slow moving after this.
Well, I mean, it was what, like 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Pretty much solid. You're not at home that whole time, and
I got back Monday. They got here today.
Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah, we creeped in. Wow, that was weird.
It was crazy.
All right. So thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I saw you come bring in the instruments, and I'm thinking we can't not use them. Especially since you brought a snare drum. I'm a drummer at heart, so yeah, it has to have. I definitely gravitate to that. But all right. So this Saturday at Exhibit A in Framingham, on the 7th at O'Brien's.
Yep.
You can see all three of you there.
Yeah. That'll be full band, both bands.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
I'm gonna lead into some Field Day. How about that?
Yeah, cool. Field Day.
Sweet. All right, this is Changeling 91.5 WMFU.
Time. for nothing. Stay here and never go away. Don't let them push you around.
He ordered the man to send back his dick. still singing at the Rosebud Bar. You still screaming about the sting of the real. Here's the thing, man, nobody feels your music. Ain't no company can use it. Your whole aesthetic is confusion. You still blasting out the same tired soft rock. Swift.
If I could be anything, I would be your everything. Don't believe anything that I say. No one knows what I'm feeling. I'm afraid to reveal it. Don't repeat anything that I say. Would she miss me? The end is coming quickly. Would she kiss me before I leave? If I could be anything, I would be your everything. Don't believe anything that I say. There goes the sound.
Don't believe anything. 91.5 WMFO, you're listening to On the Tone with Mikey D. That was Eyewitness with Miss Me. They are playing our 30th anniversary celebration the first night, which is tomorrow at Sally O'Brien's. Before that, I played the Sheila Divine, who's Aaron Perino is doing an acoustic set for us. It's going to be awesome. John Powell Hyde is going to do a solo set. And we have the Lights Out. They're closing out the 30th anniversary celebration on Friday, May 3rd, also at Sally O'Brien's. And so, without further ado, we have Delusive Relics. Hang on one moment. Let's try it now. Delusive Relics.
Thank you. show me yourself. In this nasty dream. Show me your face. Behind those masks.
Hump Day. We are Delusive Relics. And this next song we're going to play is called Command Machine, and it is about the takeover of artificial intelligence. That last one was called Hallucination.
sky. Look at yourself. Could you see it deep inside? Show your tension. Tremble voices in your mind. Searching high and low. No choice of mine.
Machine. This next one is called Fake World.
People screaming, I heard silence.
really dark and quite sad. Creeping like a snake on the chain, sweeping the earth. This is what we want. This is what we choose. This is what we make. We have to pay its dues.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to us. We are Delusive Relics. Next song is about gender equality, and we are hoping one day all men and women all around the globe have the same right for life. So that's why we wrote this song, and we hope you enjoy. It is called A Woman's Diary.
That was Woman's Diary. This next song is called Paint Your Feelings.
Song we want to play for you, it's called Painting from Dead Body, and this song is from our next album called Blonde Owl. It's came from the book called Blonde Owl, and I hope you enjoy.